From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Friends, the headlines that I'm going to give you right now that we will be discussing are quite surprising and shocking. First of all, Russia and Iran harden against the West. I'm so glad that Jack's going to give us another look at the Bible along with that, that will bring us hope in the day and age in which we're living. Once again, a solution, friends, a solution for peace in the Middle East is not coming easily. It certainly is not. So therefore, the search for a two-state solution, that's what they want over there, according to the Palestinians. Once again, more than that, no peace without Jerusalem. They're not going to be happy if they can't have Jerusalem also.
That's the Palestinians speaking.
Yes, it is. Once again, Olmert, of course, that's the Prime Minister of Israel. We must cede parts of Jerusalem. They say that they're willing perhaps to give up part of it. And Israel looks for EU support. We must have their support if we're going to have peace, they say. Let's go to Russia. Putin makes it clear that he will stay in power. And there's no doubt about that. Well, let's see who he is buddies with. Common cause. Trying to isolate strong men sometimes brings them closer together. And this is quite an interesting article. Russia, Iran harden against the West. They are both together against us. And Iranian Vice President calls for Israel's destruction, not just the division of it, but destruction of it. And Iran, Russia begins delivering missiles capable of repelling Israeli air strike. They want something that will hold them back. Again, Peres warns, one morning we'll wake to a nuclear Iran. Now, he says that they can have it sooner than we think. Going to China, China-Russia sign border agreement. And once again, Russian president cooperation with China, major factor in international security. Look at this last headline, our nuclear nightmare. As nations like Iran and North Korea seek to develop atomic weapons, the chances of calamity are rising. If we had a two-state solution, according to the Palestinians, would it work? Would we have peace?
No. The two-state solution is going to lead to World War III. But let me start with this. There was no Israel for 2,534 years because Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon went down to Israel and took the Jews captive to his country. And that's Daniel 1, verse 1, 586 BC. Well, they only became a nation after 2,534 years. And they raised the six-pointed star and called themselves Israel. And that was on May 14, 1948, as many of you remember. But that's not the prophecy that's meaningful concerning the final world war. Luke 21:24 is, Jerusalem shall be trodden down to the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Just translating into simple English, Jerusalem will always be controlled by Gentiles, and as I already said, they were for 2,534 years. And then on June 5th through 10th, after the Six-Day War in 67, they captured Jerusalem. Now, that's the sign. Why? Because in Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, we find that after they become a nation, that after they capture Jerusalem, Jerusalem becomes a stumbling block and a burdensome stone. Where is that again? Zechariah 12, verses 2 and 3. And in Joel chapter 2, verse 3, we see Russia marching against Israel. They're pushed back to Siberia, verse 20, and as they're pushed back, the prophet sees blood, fire, pillars of smoke. And that's chapter 2, but in chapter 3, verse 2, we're told why. Because they divided the land. that land belongs to the Jew. When Jesus comes back, he sets up his kingdom on David's throne in Jerusalem, Luke 1:32 and 33, and he reigns over the house of Israel forever and forever because it's their land. And that's why Matthew 5:35 says that Jerusalem shall be called the city of the great King Jesus.
Well, I'm so happy that the United States has always stood for Israel. Our president, President Harry Truman, was the first one to recognize Israel, as I said last week.
The Bible teaches that a world leader is going to come to power over this new world order we've been talking about. And he rises in Revelation 13:1 and has control over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations, all. He devours and controls the whole world, Daniel 7:23. And this one will lead a peace program in the situation concerning Israel and all the nations of the world. And that's found in Daniel 9:26 as he comes out of this European Union. I have more to say about that because I have new light on the subject. And not only that, but the Bible teaches that he'll make that peace contract for one Shabuah. That's Hebrew for a 7-year period. And that's why we say that the tribulation hour lasts 7 years, because when he comes to power, the 21 judgments of Revelation 6-18 occur. And so, lo and behold, he makes the peace. But after 42 months, he breaks it. And they're going to be saying up until that moment, oh, it's wonderful, peace, peace, isn't it great, peace, peace, Jeremiah 6:13 and chapter 8, verse 11. And when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with a child, and they'll not escape. But who's the one that will lead that war? A nation called Russia, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 11, when they say, I will go against them that are at rest, against them that are at peace. So this could never have happened in the history of the world, for there was none Israel for 2,534 years till May 14th. And since they've been there, there's been no talk of peace. So this is for our day.
Well, you know, Jack, you're talking about Russia there, Ezekiel 38. How they're going to march against Israel. Iran and Russia right now are very much against the West, very much. And they're real good buddies. In fact, Russia has begun to send missiles down against Israel, Jack.
To Iran, yes.
Why are they so close, do you think?
Well, because Russia's always had a goal to capture Israel and the Middle East, and it's failed until now. But in Ezekiel chapters 38, verses 8 and 16, there's the war of the latter years and the latter days, and who's fighting it. Verses 1 and 2, Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh. And Rosh is the headlines for Russia and Israel. And of course, Greek is Russia, and English is Rosh. And they are going to march. And when you study chapters 37 and 38 of Ezekiel, you'll find 18 times that the battlefield is Israel. Check it out sometime.
Now, Jack, I was amazed. Our nuclear nightmare. With so many countries developing nuclear weapons, nuclear proliferation around the world, are we headed for calamity, do you think?
Very definitely. A couple weeks ago, I told you there are 9 major nations now that have 14,000 nuclear weapons ready to go. And they are America, Britain, China, France, India, Israel, Pakistan, North Korea, and Russia. Now, we see Russia moving, as I said earlier in the program, in Joel chapter 2, verse 3, a fire devours before them, and as they're pushed back in verse 20, it says, I saw wonders in heaven, blood, fire, pillars of smoke. And that's atomic warfare, as Russia has made that move in Joel 2, verse 3, and as I said earlier, because they parted the land, departed Jerusalem. And oh, this is so interesting. They're going to fail. Behold, I'm against the Gog of Magog. I'm against the old Rosh, prince of Moscow and Tubal. And lo and behold, God says, I will leave but a sixth part of thee in that 39th chapter, because I'm going to rain fire upon Gog of Magog, atomic warfare, and God coming to the aid of Israel because he loves the Jew. Deuteronomy 7, verses 7 and 8. Rexella just showed you a headline labeled an atomic nightmare. Now, we are not doomsday prophets. We try to give hope when we see that the world will never end, Isaiah 45:17, Ephesians 3:21. But we are going to experience some judgments, 21 of them, during the tribulation hour of Revelation chapter 6 to 18. But praise God, the church will be gone. We won't be here for that mess, Revelation 3:10. But one of the judgments will deal with atomic warfare. And this book is so up to date. Psalm 97:3, Isaiah 66:15, Ezekiel 20:47, Ezekiel 39:6, Zephaniah 1:18, Malachi 4:1, Revelation 8:7, and Revelation 9:18 all tell us that there'll be a war with atomic weapons being used. Oh, isn't it great to know that we're going to be raptured, come up hither, and we're going to sweep through the heavenlies 187 trillion billions of miles and 11 one-hundredths of a second to escape the mess that's coming. Ah, get ready to know the Lord.
If the Lord Jesus came right now, are you ready for that? Are you ready to say, oh Lord, thank you for taking your promise. We took it seriously, and now here you are. Are you ready for that? Jack, show us how we can all be ready for the coming of the Lord.
Oh, I want to get calm and tender at this time. You say, how can I get to heaven? Only through Jesus. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ. Look at me. He died for you. Will you pray after me, saying these words? If you do, you'll be saved. Jesus, thank you for leaving heaven, the second member of the Trinity, to take a body with blood to shed for my sin. For your word says, without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Thank you, Jesus. And now I want to be cleansed through your precious, efficacious, powerful blood. Cleanse me, Lord Jesus. Wash me. Save me. I want to be ready for this great hour, your return. So come into my heart now, Jesus. I pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. I trust that you just prayed that prayer. If you did, you're as clean as the day you were born. How wonderful to know the Lord forgave you of anything in your life. Maybe drugs, maybe alcohol, maybe some other things. Oh, it's good to be clean, isn't it? Ready for His coming. If you pray that prayer, write to me. There's my address. I'll send you absolutely free this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. The Lord will walk with you in that new direction, give you strength, and He'll give you joy and peace in a troubled world. New direction. Now here's our announcer to tell you how you can receive Revelation Rumblings. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella, my friend. To order Revelation Rumblings, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation of $24.95 to Jack Vanapie Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation of $24.95 to Jack Vanapie Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now back to Rexella.
Oh, my, I trust that you will make that call. There's the 800 number. There's the address. Make it right away. If you want to understand what's going on in the world, you really need to have this in your home. So call us right away. And now, friends, go to our website. We're always there for you, jvim.com. And you'll find a lot more. Even this program will be on there. Let me give you a good thought. I love it. A real friend never gets in the way. Unless you happen to be on the way down. We'll look forward to being in your home again next week. Till then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much.